During the mid-1980s at Jubilee Church, a group of teenagers, girls, frequently talk about a particular person called Diana.
在80年代中期, 洗莲堂, 有一群少女, 常常讲到一个叫戴安娜的人。
They discuss Diana openly.
他们公开地讨论戴安娜。
Even there were people around them, they just talk about Diana without reserve. Diana did this, Diana did that. Diana said this and Diana said that.
即使旁边有其他的人，他们也是不管，也是照样的讨论着戴安娜，就是说讨论着戴安娜做这个做那个，说这个说那个。
At times, the parents and the Sunday school teachers wondered who that Diana was and why she was so popular.
有时候那个家长和那个主日学教师老师会觉得为什么这个戴安娜这么的受欢迎。
But they paid no serious attention to the Diana talk.
但是他们对那个他们所谈论的这个戴安娜不以为意。
2 years later, when the Diana fever subsided, the group leaders of the girls revealed that Diana was not a girl.
两年后，当这个戴安娜这股热潮退了之后，小组的那个领袖就说，其实戴安娜不是一个女的。
Those girls had a crush over a particular boy in church.
其实他们是对一个班上某个男孩子有那个很有兴趣啊。
They make careful observation of whatever things that boy like or dislike.
他们仔细地观察那个男孩所喜欢和不喜欢的东西。
So when they compared notes openly, they will use the name Diana to shield their parents' radar from detecting their lock-on target.
所以为了避免父母知道他们在所说的东西，他们就用这个代号戴安娜来讨论。
So that day when Diana found a girlfriend for himself, and the girls were also quick to wind up their covert operation.
所以当那个戴安娜找到女朋友的时候，这群少女也就这个秘密的行动也就结束了。
Now, in the second John epistle, the Apostle John addressed a lady by the name of Lady Eclecta.
在约翰二书的书信里，使徒约翰用那个蒙拣选的妇人来形容一个女士。
Many English versions translate the name, the Greek name Kyria Eclecta as the chosen lady.
许多英文版本翻译这个 Kyria Eclecta 这个希腊名为蒙拣选的妇女。
Thus many readers have the tendency to think that Lady Eclecta was an actual person.
所以很多读者都认为这个蒙选的妇人是一个实际的人物。
The church has been referred to by that term, elect or the chosen people of God.
教会被指为被选的或者是上帝所选的子民。
Paul uses a family metaphor of the bride to portray the church relation to Christ.
保罗用新娘的比喻来形容那个教会和基督的关系。
Thus, Lady Eclecta, or the chosen lady, is a fitting symbolic code that John used to address the Christian community at Ephesus.
因此，约翰用那个受蒙拣选的妇人这个称呼来形容以弗所教会，是一个非常合适的那个形容。
The representation of Lady Eclecta is similar to that of the Statue of Liberty.
蒙拣选的妇人和那个自由女神是很类似的。
The Lady Liberty symbolizes freedom from oppression.
自由女神象征着那个免于压迫。
Lady Eclecta symbolizes the chosen people.
蒙拣选的妇人象征是那个所选择被拣选的子民。
Both figures were not real persons.
这两个人物都不是真实的人物。
John wrote the Second John epistles between the year AD 80 to 90.
约翰在公元80到90年之间写了约翰二书。
In the 90s, John would be as old as Lee Kuan Yew today.
在公元90年，他和现在李光耀一样的老。
So the people in the church call him Elder John.
因此，人们在教会里叫他。 约翰长老
And you call them my children.
他会叫他们我的孩子。
The former Roman emperor during that time was Caesar Domitian.
在那时候，罗马的皇帝是那个图密善。
Yes, Nero was well known to be an evil ruler. Domitian was much more evil than Nero.
尼禄是一个很邪恶的皇帝，但是那个图密善比那尼禄更加的邪恶。
The Apostle John refers to Emperor Domitian as the beast, the 666 in Revelation chapter 13.
使徒约翰把那个图密善形容成为使徒那个启示录里面那只野兽。
Domitian's decree all the people in the Roman Empire to worship him as God.
屠明山下令所有的人把他当神拜。
Those who refused to comply were treated as enemies of the state.
拒绝遵守的被当成是国家的敌人。
If you were enemy of the state, then you will lose your citizenship, you will lose your job, you will lose your properties.
如果你是国家的敌人，你就会失去你的公民权、你的财产。
Now, if a parent were to tell his child, her child, if you believe in Jesus, police will come and catch you. That would be true.
如果父母告诉孩子，如果你相信基督，警察会来抓你。
Christians were arrested and cast into prison.
基督徒被逮捕，被丢进监牢里。
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 34 through 35.Gives us a glimpse of the kind of persecution the early Christian faced.
希伯来书十章三十四到三十五节，让我们看到早期的基督徒所面对的那种迫害。
So we may associate Domitian with the Star Wars character, the Lord Darth Vader.
我们可以把屠明山与星球大战的那个 Darth Vader 来相比。
Now his evil presence creates much fear.
他的邪恶让我们觉得很不舒服。
When we compare Nero's evil nature with that of Domitian's, Nero would become a Mother Teresa standing next to Domitian.
如果我们比较尼禄和屠明山的邪恶呢，那个尼禄就变成好像在屠明山旁边那个特里莎修女一样。
At the time of writing 2 John, the Ephesus Christians met for fellowship and worship in the homes.
在写约翰二书的时候，以弗所的基督徒是在家里敬拜。
Each house church nurtured about 25 believers.
每个家庭的教会有大约25个信徒。
Persecution of Christians was just starting.
基督徒的逼害才刚刚开始。
The crackdown on Christian activities then was intermittent, on and off.
对基督徒的活动的打击是间接性的。
To avoid causing unnecessary troubles, the church had to lie low.
为了避免不要的麻烦，教会不得不保持低调。
Before this period,
在这之前
the apostles could address the Christian freely to the church in Corinth, to the church in Ephesus, to the church in Philippi.
在这之前，使徒可以自由地称呼那个基督徒为哥林多教会、腓立比教会。
Now the apostles John had to address the church using code names to Lady Eclecta and her children, and then conclude with the children of your chosen sister. Send you their greetings.
使徒约翰必须使用代号 来称呼教会，好像蒙拣选的太太，那蒙拣选的姐妹的儿女都问你安。
The teaching of 2 John applies Jesus' teaching, love one another to believers who have been deceived by false teaching.
约翰二书的教学应用了耶稣彼此相爱的教导，给那些给假教训信徒的欺骗的信徒。
As the false teachers seek to mislead the church.The believers are to express Christian love by helping one another walk in the truth.
由于假师父误导教会，信徒是通过互相帮助来行出真理，来表达那个基督的爱。
To walk in the truth means to learn the right doctrine concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then you live it out, and you defend it, you guard it.
行出真理是指学习有关耶稣基督福音真正的教义，并活出来。并保护他。
The 13th verse letter can be simply outlined this way.
可以简单的提纲如下。
We have the introduction, and then there is a central teaching warning against false teaching about Christ, and we have the conclusion.
有介绍那个基督假教训的那个警告以及那个结论。
As we zoom in.On the center section, there's verses 4 through 11. We see more details in this single chapter epistle.
当我们近距离的看这个4到11节经文的那些中心部分，我们会看到这个单章书信里的更多的详情。
The first part of verse 7 gives the focus of the false teaching.
第一部分会看到那个注意力放在那个第四个那个教训。
Second part of verse 7 exposes the true nature of the false teachers. They are deceivers and antichrist.
第二部分会让我们看到那个 迷惑人的那个敌基督的。
And verse 9 warns the church of the consequence of believing the false teaching. You cannot relate to the Father if Jesus were not human.
第九那个相信那个假教训的后果是不能与父沟通。
And verse 10 shows the believers how to treat a false teacher who visits you.
第十让我们看到应该如何对待那个假师傅来拜访你的那个假师傅。
Boot him out, don't welcome him.
不要接他到你家，也不要问他的安。
A common belief in Ephesus was all matters are evil.
以弗所一个常见的信念是一切的事项都是邪恶的。
So we do evil things because we have a material body.
我们做邪恶的事情，因为我们有一个属世的身体。
The human body is evil, the cause of sin.
人的身体是邪恶的，是罪恶的那个根源。
This kind of belief can lead to immoral and irresponsible living.
这种信念会导致不道德的生活。
As regard to the concept of sin, these people would say, "I have no sin and I do not sin."
这些人会说我没有犯罪，我也不会犯罪。
The reason why I do evil things is because I'm trapped in an evil body.
我会做邪恶的事情的原因是因为我被困在一个邪恶的身体里面。
So should I steal something? I'm not at fault at all. My evil hand did it.
所以如果我偷东西，我没有错，因为是我那个邪恶的手做的。
Perhaps Jesus was addressing this kind of mentality when he says, "If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it out."
或许耶稣也是在针对这个事情，如果你的右手造成你导致你犯罪。把它砍了。
And he says, "My nature is always good."
我的出发点都是好的。
So people could justify all their wrongdoings by blaming them on the evil body.
因此，人们可以怪他们那个邪恶的身体。当他们做错事情，他们就怪他邪恶的身体。
Just like today, many people will justify and blame their addictions, evil inclination on their DNA.
就像今天很多人会用 DNA 来辩为自己的瘾和那个邪恶的倾向来辩护。
In Ephesus, there were people leading sinful lives and yet professing themselves to be blameless and without sin.
在以弗所，有人过着罪恶的生活，但是却宣称自己是无辜的，自己是没有罪的。
Thus, the Apostle John reacted to this kind of excuse in 1 John chapter 1:10. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar.His truth is not in us.
因此，那个使徒约翰在第十节对这种借口做出一个反应：我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的。
Those people further corrupted Christian doctrine by applying the protognostic ideas to the nature and the works of Jesus Christ.
这些人通过应用早期诺斯底主义的想法，在耶稣基督的心智和工作上进一步破坏基督教的教义。
The reason, since the human body is evil, Jesus cannot save if he had a human body.
他们会说，因为人的肉体是邪恶的，所以耶稣不能救，因为他也是在一个肉体。
Therefore, Jesus was never human.
因此耶稣从来也不是一个人。
To the protognostic, salvation is setting us free from the evil body.
那个早期的诺斯底对。救恩是把我们从邪恶的身体解放出来。
A physical resurrection will cause our spirits to be entrapped within a human body all over again.
复活会导致我们的灵魂重新的被困在那个人的肉体里面。
Therefore, to the protognostics, there is no resurrection.
因此，对他们来说是没有复活的。
Thus, there were teachers in Asia Minor who professed to be Christians, but they went around.Teaching Jesus was not human. Jesus never came in the flesh.
因此有人自称是基督徒的师父，到处的教导耶稣基督不是一个人，因为他从来没有成了肉身。
That is why John warns the church in his letter. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such persons is the deceiver and the antichrist.
因此，约翰在他的信里警告教会。世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身的，这就是那迷惑人的敌基督的。
Now the Apostle John will not hesitate to refute this kind of teaching.
当然使徒约翰不会 毫无保留的这个反错这个说法。
We may hear him react, you claim that Jesus was never human, I will testify that Jesus is fully human.
你会听到他说，你声称耶稣从来不是一个人，但是我会证明耶稣完全是一个人。
We were with him since he started preaching, we observed him closely.
我们就在耶稣开始讲道的时候，我们就与他在一起。
I saw him crucified, I saw him die, and I even went to his tomb.
我亲眼目睹了他被钉十字架，他看到他死，我也去了他的坟墓。
And when Jesus came back to life, we touched him and we ate with him.
当他复活的时候，我触摸了他，我也和他一起同桌吃饭。
Jesus was human in every way.
耶稣在各个方面都是一个人。
As for you, how could you assert that Jesus Christ was not human when you have never encountered Jesus yourself?
至于你从来没遇见过耶稣，你怎么能够断言耶稣不是一个人？
Some people may think that it is sufficient just to believe that Jesus Christ is God.
有些人认为只要相信耶稣基督是神就足够了。
Well, it doesn't matter that whether Jesus Christ is human or not.
耶稣基督是否是一个人并不重要。
However, to claim that Jesus was never human is not a trivial theological matter.
但是声称耶稣不是一个人，不是一个这不是一个微不足道的神学问题。
To the apostles who thoroughly understood the saving works of Jesus, that is a very serious theological mistake.
对于完全理解耶稣的救恩工作的使徒，这是一个非常严重的神学错误。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the works of Jesus, His atoning death, His resurrection, His ascension are pinned on His humanity.
因为耶稣赎罪的死，他的复活，他的升天，是根据他的人性。
If Jesus were not human, then we cannot pray anymore.
如果耶稣不是人，我们就不能够祈祷。
We cannot end our prayer with in the name of Jesus.
我们不能够以奉耶稣的名来结束我们的祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus did not qualify to be our mediator, the great high priest.
因为耶稣没有资格成为我们的中保，那伟大的大祭司。
He did not represent us in his ascension to be in the Father's presence.
他没有代表我们与父同在。
If Jesus were not human, then we will lose our loved ones forever when they die.
如果耶稣基督不是人，我们在我们的所爱的人死后，就将永远失去他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have no hope of resurrection.
因为我们没有那个复活的希望。
Jesus did not represent us in his resurrection, although he is alive today.
耶稣没有代表我们，在复活里代表我们。
If Jesus were not human, then we are condemned before God.
如果耶稣不是人，那我们在上帝的面前将被谴责。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our sins are not forgiven.
因为我们的罪没有被赦免。
Jesus did not represent us in his atoning death, although he was crucified.
耶稣在他没有为我们的罪在他赎罪的死代表我们。
Jesus could represent us in his atoning death, in his resurrection, and in his ascension because he shares our humanity as a fellow human being.
耶稣作为一个和我们一样有人性的人，能够在他救赎死亡，他的复活与他的升天代表我们。
So you see, we are forgiven.
所以你看，我们被赦免了。
We have eternal life and we are able to approach God because Jesus represented us in his death, resurrection and ascension.
我们有永生，我们能够接近神，因为耶稣在他的死、他的复活、他的升天代表了我们。
During the first century, traveling speakers and teachers would stay in the homes of friends or patrons in the town they visit.
在第一世纪，外来的演说家和师傅会留在朋友的家，或者是光顾那个他们所到的城市。
Those who profess to be Christian teachers would seek lodging in the homes of the believers.
那些自称是师傅的会找那个信徒的到信徒的家中歇脚。
Thus, John strongly advised the believers in Ephesus.If the such teacher come visiting you, do not entertain them.
因此，约翰强烈的建议，如果这些师傅来找他们的时候，不要接待他们。
John's advice to the false teacher is, boot them out, don't let them in.
约翰的建议是不要接他们到你的家里。
The kind of advice that John John gave the church to combat false teaching is a form of preventive measure.
约翰给教会的建议是一种预防措施。
The preventive measure works well only in certain situation and with certain age group.
预防措施就在某种情况和某个年龄层下才能够行得通。
During the 1960s, there were many American Mormon visiting homes to preach Mormon Christianity.
在60年代有许多美国的摩门教徒挨家的宣讲那个摩门的那个基督教。
They were able to speak Cantonese or Hokkien to dialect speaking folks.
他们能和那些说方言的大众说用那个方言那个福建话和广东话来交谈。
The Mormon missionaries still come to Singapore today.
他们到今天还是来新加坡。
They travel in twos.
他们两人同行。
So should the Mormon preacher visit our home, do not be charmed by their celebrity look like Robert Redford the kind of look.
要是他们摩门教的教士到你家，不要被他们那个明星般的外表所吸引。
Give them a drink if they are thirsty, but tell them to leave.
要是他们渴了，给他们水喝，但叫他们离开。
Leave for the sake of protecting your young children and your elderly.
叫他们离开是为了保护你年幼的孩子和你的长辈。
Do not entertain them.
不要招待他们。
That was Apostle John's idea, taking preventive measure.
这是使徒约翰的想法，采取那个预防措施。
However, as your children grow, they have to face the world on their own.
然而随着孩子们长大，他们也要自己面对那个世界。
Even when you try to keep the false teachers out of your home, your teenage children can still say hi to false teachers of all kinds via the internet.
尽管你尽量不让那些假师傅到你家，但是你的孩子还是能够通过互联网和那些假师傅说 hi。
Social websites like Facebook are able to infiltrate closed doors.
社交网站如那个 Facebook 能够参透渗透所有那些关闭的门。
Have you ever visited the Scientology website?
你有浏览过这个三达基的网站吗？
It is very well designed, highly attractive.
是一个非常精心设计和非常吸引人的网站。
If I were not a Christian, I might be attracted to Scientology like a pin to a magnet.
如果我不是一个基督徒，我会好像那个铁钉吸给那个磁铁吸引到这样，被这个网站所吸引。
People who love mystery-solving stories with conspiracy plot may be drawn to movies like The Da Vinci Code.
那些喜欢用阴谋论来解说那个奥秘的故事的那些人，可能被那歪曲的电影事实所吸引。
The preventive measure is not the only measure to deal with false teaching.
预防措施不是处理假教训的唯一方法。
We need to consider other types of measure to protect your family from false teachings.
我们需要考虑其他的措施来保护你的家人，避免他们被那个假教训所误导。
In the epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy, the apostle Paul advised Timothy in combating false teaching comprises not only in preventive measure, but also countermeasure and corrective measure.
在提摩太前后书里，使徒保罗对提摩太的在打击那个虚假教训的建议，不仅包括了那个预防措施，也包括对策和那个纠正措施。
When Timothy was a young pastor at Ephesus during the period of AD 63-67, he also encountered many false teachers.
在公元63-67年的时候，提摩太还是一个年轻的以弗所的牧师时，他也遇见了很多这些假师傅。
Timothy was so discouraged by false teachers that he told the church, "Don't vote for me in the next AGM. I'm leaving Ephesus."
提摩太因为这些假师傅感到灰心，所以他告诉教会，在下次的那个堂议会里，不要再选投我一票，我要离开以弗所。
But Paul strongly urged Timothy, "Stay in Ephesus."
但保罗强烈的敦促提摩太留在以弗所。
You have much to learn, my young Jedi.
你有很多东西要学，我的年轻的绝地武士。
Then Paul advised Timothy to counter false teachers by appointing elders to assist him.
保罗建议提摩太那个任命长老来协助他。
So that's why we read, so an elder must be a man whose life is above reproach, and he must be able to teach.
因此我们看到那个做监督的必须无可指责。
Paul's preventive measure prescribed to Timothy was, don't argue or quarrel with the false teacher.
保罗的预防措施是不要与他们争论或争吵。
The countermeasure he prescribed was appoint elder to teach sound doctrines.
他的对策是任命长老来教来协助你他们教导那个正确的教义。
His corrective measure was study the word, study the scripture, and use it to teach, use it to rebuke, use it to correct, and use it to train others.
他的纠正措施是不断研究圣经，并用它来教训、督责、使人归正、教导。
As Paul anticipated the situation to get worse, he exhorted Timothy to be equipped in the word and preach the word.
在他也预料情况会变得更糟，所以他劝勉提摩太要在道中不断的预备，以不断的宣讲这个道。
We have observed that Paul's advice for combating false teachers comprises the preventive, the countermeasure, and the corrective steps.
我们观察到保罗对假教训是采取的建议，采取了那个预防措施、对策和纠正措施。
You may ask, why did John prescribe only the preventive measure?Why didn't John also give the countermeasure or the corrective measure?
你可能会问，为什么约翰只是说到那个预防措施，而没有那个对策或者是纠正措施呢？
John was writing to a household church where there were women, children, and slaves.
约翰是写信给一个家庭教会，那里有妇女，有小女孩，还有那个奴隶。
In those days, women did not have the opportunity to go to schools.
在那些日子里，妇女、女人是没有上学的机会的。
Only daughters from wealthy families receive education through private tutors.
只有来自富裕的家庭那些的女儿才能够有机会有受教育。
Other girls only learn how to do housework.
其他女孩子只能够学会学如何做家务。
When Paul wrote 1 and 2 Timothy, he was writing to Timothy, who was a pastor and an evangelist.
当保罗写信给那个提摩太的时候，他是写给提摩太，是一个牧师，也是一个传道。
So he could safely told Timothy to counter false teacher.
所以他可以放心的告诉提摩太去对付这些假师傅。
In John's case, prevention is so much wiser. Prevention is better than cure.
以约翰的情形来说，预防是胜于治疗。
When Singapore was fighting the SARS epidemic, the Ministry of Health advised the general public to take preventive measures.
当新加坡面临那个非典的时候，卫生部提醒广大的市民要采取预防措施。
Meanwhile, the medical researchers developed the vaccine, and the doctors and the nurses treated the infected victims.
同时呢，医学研究人员研制那个疫苗，然后医疗团队处理这些患者。
Similarly, John.Mainly advise the general Christians to take preventive measure, don't entertain them, while the teachers and evangelists in the church combat the false teachings.
同样的，约翰主要的建议是采取那个预防措施，而教会和教师的传道则打击那个假教训。
Later on, the ancient churches developed creeds to teach and guide the Christian to deal with heresies.
后来古教会研发了信条，教导和引导基督徒对付这个异端邪说。
The earliest form of creed that you and I know is this confession, Jesus is Lord.
我们所知道最早的信条是耶稣是主。
Christians who overlook the Old Testament context simply interpret the statement that Jesus is Master.
那些忽视了旧约背景的基督徒，简单的解释这个告白为。耶稣是主人。
From the context of the Old Testament teaching, Jesus is Lord means Jesus is the Yahweh.
从看旧约圣经的那个背景，耶稣是主的意思是耶稣是耶和华。
When Jewish Christians said that creed, they professed to their fellow Jews, Jesus is the Yahweh of our covenant.
当犹太基督徒说到这个信条，他们是对自己的犹太人同胞宣称，耶稣是我们的约的耶和华。
Jesus is the Yahweh who created the heaven and the earth in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣是那个在创世纪里创造天地的耶和华。
Later on, the creed confession developed into a set of beliefs called the Apostle Creeds.
后来这个认罪信条被发展成为一套信念叫使徒信经。
The Apostle Creed instructs Christians the basic belief concerning God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son.
使徒信经只是基督徒关于圣父上帝、圣子耶稣基督
and the Holy Spirit
和圣灵。
It also affirms the believers' convictions concerning the church, baptism, and the resurrection.
他也肯定了信徒对教会、对洗礼和复活的信念。
The Apostles' Creed apparently looks dry and boring.
他看起来枯燥乏味。
We should note that the early Christians did not have a Bible in every home.
我们应该记想到早期不是每一个信徒都在家里有一本圣经。
The Scripture only existed in Hebrew and Greek.
而且只有希伯来文和希腊文。
No one had translated the Scripture into English or any other languages yet.
也没有人把它翻译成英文或其他的语言。
Printing had not been invented.
印刷也还没有发明。
So the only way to learn basic theology is to learn the creed.
所以唯一能够学习那个的途径是学习这个信条。
Many people know the significance of 30th October,
Halloween Day. 很多人知道十月三十号是什么日子，是万圣节。
Do you know the significance of the date 31st of October?
你们知道十月三十一号的意义吗？
31st of October marks the beginning of Reformation for the church.In 1517,
它是教会改革，在1517年教会改革的开始。
Martin Luther was the first to speak against the wrong doctrines and wrong practices that the church had been clinging on for many centuries.
马丁路德是第一个针对那些教会已经守了许多世纪那些错误的理论和错误的做法的人，他发言。
One good resulted from the Reformation is the freedom for the Bible to be translated into languages we speak.
一个好的结果就是因为能够自由的将圣经翻译成我们所说的语言。
Today we are able to read and study the Bible in Chinese and in English or in any language that other people speak.
今天我们能够用华文或者英文或其他的所能够沟通的语言来研究圣经。
The false teachings that attack the early church focus on the humanity of Jesus. Jesus is not human.
攻击早期教会那些假教训，专注于耶稣的人性。
However, the false teachings that we encounter today since the 19th century focus on the deity of Christ, that Jesus is not God.
然而我们今天所遇到的那些假教训是专注于耶稣的神性。
And here are some types of false teaching that attack the doctrines of Christ today.
这里有一些例子。
The first type is I am the Christ.
第一个例子是我是基督。
There are religious founders that claim that they are the Christ.
有些宗教的创始人自称为自己是基督。
Example, the Unification Church, the founder Xin Myung Moon.
好像统一教的那个文杰明。
He professed to be the Christ who have returned.
他自称是基督回来的基督。
Then the second type is those who profess that Jesus is only a divine creature but not God.
第二种是耶稣是一个神圣的生物，而不是一个神。
The Jehovah's Witnesses asserted that Jesus Christ is not God, only a created creature.
耶和华见证人宣称。他不是神，他只是一个被造的。
The third type asserts that Jesus Christ is only a man.
第三种说到是耶稣只是一个人。
In this category, there are many different strains.
在这里面有很多不同的那个品系。
However, the common assertions among this class of false teachers are three types.
这类假师傅之间的共同的主张是。
First, they assert that Jesus Christ was only an ordinary man. The church branded him as the Messiah.
第一，耶稣只是一个普通的人，教会把他说成是弥赛亚上帝。
Secondly, they assert that Jesus only taught but did not perform any miracles.
第二，他们说到耶稣只是教导，但没有行任何的神迹。
The church added miracle stories to the original gospel.
是教会在原来的福音里加上这些神迹故事。
And next, they asserted that Jesus died and remained dead, but the church fabricated the resurrection story to make Jesus God.
第三耶稣死了，然后还是死，他没有复活，是教会捏造他复活的故事。
Let me share with you some common errors that the false teachers often take advantage of.
让我和你一起分享那些假师傅经常利用的那些共同点。
Firstly, false teachers like to prey on people's ignorance of the Gnostic writings.
第一，他们喜欢利用一般大众对那个斯诺迪的无知。
Gnostic writings such as Gospel of St. Thomas, Gospel of Judas Iscariot.
斯诺迪的著作，例如那个圣托马斯福音、加略人犹大的福音。
The false teachers claim that those are the true gospels.
他们宣称这是真正的福音。
But those literatures were never written by Thomas or any of the apostles or anyone in Jesus' time.
但是这些也都不是使徒所写的。
Secondly, the false teacher like to prey on our ignorance of the life of the Essenes community and the Dead Sea Scrolls.
第二，那个埃塞尼社区的生活和那个死海古卷。
An Australian theologian, Barbara Tiering, wrote Jesus the Man.
这个 Barbara Tiering 写了耶稣这个人。
The central teaching of this book is that Jesus was the leader of Essenes priests.
这本书的中心论点是耶稣是埃塞尼极进派的那个祭司。
He was not born of virgin birth.
他不是童贞女所生。
He did not die on the cross.
他也没死在十字架上。
He married Mary Magdalene, fathered a family, and later divorced.
他娶了玛利亚，成立了一个家庭，过后他离婚。
And that Jesus died of old age after AD 64.
他在公元64年后英年纪大了去世了。
The author claimed to have studied the Dead Sea Scrolls for over 20 years.
作者宣称他研究了死海古卷超过20年。
And then, a Christian scholar, N.T. Wright, respected by many evangelical churches, published a book, Who Was Jesus?
之后一个很得福音派教会尊重的学者 N.T. Wright, 出版了一本书，叫做那个《谁是耶稣》。
In his writing, Dr. Wright demonstrates clearly that Dr. Tiering had no evidence to support any of the claim about Jesus she made in her books.
Dr. Wright 清楚地表明 Dr. Tiering 没有任何证据支持他所书中所写的。
The third common area that false teachers take advantage of is the field of early and medieval church history.
第三个常见的贾师傅常常利用的是那个早期与中世纪教会的历史的领域。
Dan Brown is very good at distorting historical facts and telling fictions as truth.
Dan Brown 在他很喜欢在他著作里扭曲那个和歪曲事实。
Now, over at our site, we thank God for raising Christian scholars who are experts in the field of science, ancient literature, and church history to defend the Christian faith.
我们感谢上帝兴起那些科学家、文学家和历史学家来捍卫基督教的信仰。
If you want to know more about the Gnostic writings, the Essene community, and the Dead Sea Scrolls, you may read the books by N.T. Wright and Darrell Box.
如果你想知道更多关于诺斯底的著述、埃塞尼社区和死海苦卷，你可以读那个 N.T. Wright 的书。
And if you want to learn basic theology, you may read Alistair McGrath's theology books.
如果你想学习基本的神学，你可以阅读那个 Alistair McGrath 的神学书。
Darrell Bock published The Da Vinci Code, Breaking the Da Vinci Code.
Darrell Bock 出版的那个《打破达芬奇密码》这本书。
He showed in details that every line of Dan Brown's argument was based on twisted facts and not careful historical studies.
他详细的展现那个 Dan Brown 的每一行的说法都是基于扭曲的事实。
Now, on the other hand, Dan Brown did not mind at all being wrong about everything.
那另外一方面 ，Dan Brown 并不介意他所写的都是错的。
He was very happy that 40 million copies of his book were sold worldwide.
因为他在全球卖了4000万本。
Fourth, today's false teacher also like to prey on the general audience ignorance of the biblical languages like Greek and Hebrew.
今天的假师傅也希望利用广大民众对那个希腊文和那个希伯来语的那些无知。
They bluff a lot with Greek and Hebrew that they knew little about.
他们会利用他们仅仅的那些所知道的东西虚张声势。
Then the fifth area, the last area, the false teacher likes to take advantage of the people's Bible illiteracy.
第五，他们也利用人们对圣经的无知。
They will tell people that the Bible contains mysterious code for this and for that.
他们会告诉人们圣经里包含的那个很多那个神秘的代码。
It is said that many Christians have good Bibles, but they hardly read them.
可悲的是，很多基督徒有很好的圣经，但是从来不读。
I can understand why many Christians do not like to read the Bible.
我可以明白为什么很多基督徒不愿意去读圣经。
They do not read because many times they cannot understand what they read.
因为他们很多时候他们都不明白他们所读的。
If that is your struggle, you may overcome that deficiency by learning how to interpret the Bible.
如果那是你的挣扎，你可以
read books concerning how to interpret the
Bible. 你可以阅读那些如何解释圣经的书籍来帮助自己。
There are many good books available today that teach you how to interpret, how to study the Bible.
现在有很多很好的书籍来帮你解释圣经。
When you have learned how to interpret the Bible, then your Bible reading will become more interesting and more meaningful.
当你学会了如何解释圣经，你的读经的时候，你就会觉得更加的有趣。
In conclusion,
结论。
John wrote to the household church to warn them about false teacher who taught that Jesus did not incarnate as human being.
约翰写信给家庭教会，警告他们有关那个教导耶稣没有体现作为一个人的那些师父。
He called those false teachers antichrist.
他称那些假师父为敌基督。
John instructed the church not to entertain the false teacher, brought them out.
约翰指示教会不要招待这假师父，不要让他们进来。
Although the church does not face heretical attacks on Jesus' humanity, the doctrine concerning the humanity of Christ still remains very important to us.
教会虽然不面对异端，对耶稣人性的攻击，关于耶稣基督的人性学说，仍然对我们来说仍然是非常重要的。
Because Jesus was human and remains human.
因为耶稣是人，并还是人。
We do not have to live with guilt.
我们不需要活在内疚里。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免了。
We are comforted when our loved one dies.
我们在我们被爱的人，我们在我们所爱的人死的时候，我们得到安慰。
We have the hope of resurrection.
我们有复活的盼望。
We can pray in Jesus' name.
我们可以奉耶稣的名祷告。
Jesus is our mediator before God.
耶稣是我们在上帝面前的中保。
Today we cherish the good news that John announced to us in his gospel writing.
今天我们非常珍惜约翰在他福音书里所宣布的那个好消息。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father. The word was full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The author of Hebrews epistles also announced the good news concerning Jesus' humanity.
希伯来书的作者也公布了关于耶稣是的人性的好消息。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest, Jesus the Son of God.
既然我们有一个尊荣的大祭司，就是上帝的儿子耶稣。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercies, find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。